Proverbs chapter 1, very interesting passage. I'm honestly going to pull out one little statement. It's the title, it's the topic of today. Verse number 20 says, "Wisdom crieth without." Wisdom crieth without. I want to speak to you today on behalf of someone. Someone who has seemed to lose their voice in our country, in our world. Common sense is no longer common. Sense is no longer common. And true wisdom is looked at with disdain in our country today. I want to speak to you today on behalf of God and wisdom. You see, wisdom is looked at like a worthless old relic in our country. True wisdom is not sociably acceptable. Well, can I tell you something? I'm not interested in being accepted by society. I'm interested in being accepted by God. Amen. I don't die and face society, but one day you'll all die, I'll die, and we will stand before a holy and a living God, and you better be ready for it. Amen. I'd rather be accepted by God and please Him than please man any day. You see, we're almost bankrupt of wisdom in this world today. It's sad. It's sick. Wisdom cries without. May I tell you why wisdom cries without? Because nobody will let her in. Wisdom stands outside begging to be used, and no one will yield to her. It seems as though wisdom is the outsider, and almost nobody wants wisdom anymore. You say, why? Because wisdom has a price to be paid. First of all, we need to understand that wisdom is far different than just knowledge. Please listen to me. I'm 56 years old. I'll be 57 here sometime, May, I think, somewhere around there. It happens every year. You'd think I'd know, amen. It's happened too many times. I want to forget. Wisdom is not just knowledge. There are people, you can know a lot of facts and have no wisdom. We have universities full of people like that. We have intellectuals who are filled with facts that have zero wisdom. You can know a few facts and have great wisdom. I've been in this area 22, 23 years. This is not a term that's a bad term to me, and it shouldn't be a bad term to you, but there's some uneducated rednecks in this room that have far more wisdom than educated stupid people in the world. Amen. Be doing okay? I got folks in here, you haven't even gotten your high school diploma, that have more wisdom than people that have more degrees than temperature. Just because you have an education does not mean you know anything. Now, we have to realize that wisdom is more than just an accumulation of facts. You also have to understand that, this is going to sound kind of funny, wisdom is not even understanding. Understanding is a byproduct of wisdom. But you don't get understanding to get wisdom. You get wisdom to get understanding. Wisdom comes before understanding. We live in a world that wants to know why before they do something. They didn't have my daddy growing up. I'd say, Dad, why? He said, do it, you'll find out why. Say, what was that? Wisdom. There was times afterwards I'd say, Dad, why? He said, wait about another 15, 20 years, you'll figure it out. Well, there were times where he would explain why, but most of the time it was, you'll figure it out. Say, why? Because that comes by wisdom. You see, wisdom then is the ability to see life through truth. It's the ability to see life from God's point of view, not sinful man's. My favorite definition of wisdom is this. Wisdom is being able to see with eternity in view. Too many people are living for today. What we're going to eat in another 3 hours. I'm teasing. Some of you would pass out long before then. Now wait a minute. Too many of us live for today. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow may not come. Spend everything you have today. Gotta use it. I gotta use it. No. Wisdom says, hang on, slow down. Before you make a decision, look way down the road and see how that's going to affect many different things. Wisdom lives looking with eternity in view. We're too quick to make a decision because we're only seeing right now. So, that being said, wisdom is not just knowledge. It's not understanding. Understanding comes because of wisdom. But understanding is being able to see far enough down the road to see how that decision will affect many different aspects. Seeing from God's point of view. Therefore, the Bible says that the opposite of wisdom then is something called foolishness. The opposite of wisdom is foolishness. What is foolishness? Psalm 14:1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. Anybody that tells you that there is no God, they're a fool. And I'm going to go from preaching to meddling real quick. When we start living with a godless mentality in philosophy, we're being foolish. You can be saved and live foolish. If we looked at your finances right now, are you wise or a fool? Everybody doing okay? I know, I just went to meddling. Went from amen to oh me. Hang on. It's military, child. We just flop it out there. You might not like it, but it's there. Foolishness is living in total opposition to God. The farther away from God our country gets, the farther away from the source of wisdom we are. I'm old enough to remember America when we still had patriotism. Red, white, and blue. I'm not ashamed of it. I was following up on some visitors of our church and they said, boy, I think you have the most patriotic church I've ever been to in modern years. I said, thank you very much. I said, we didn't celebrate. They said, no, but you talk about America a lot. I said, that's where we live. This is a country that we're part of. We ought to, and somebody's got to do their best to save it. Amen. You see, the farther away from God we get, the farther away from wisdom we get. Now hang on. The more that education and government and immorality take us from truth, the less wisdom we have available. I'm not afraid to say a few things. The sodomites and the alphabet soup crowd, you know, the LBG, you know, all that other garbage. That's proof of how far from wisdom you get. Everybody deserves to hear the gospel. I don't hate anybody because of what they believe, but I do hate sin. I hate what sin does to people. Everybody doing okay? Billy Sunday used to say, you can't love God unless you hate the devil, and you can't love flowers unless you hate weeds. And you can't love God if you love sin. We have to name it. He said, well, you might offend somebody. Good, at least I know they're listening. Throw a rock and a pack of dogs, the one that yelps is the one that hit. Amen? Don't bother me a bit. You say, why? God didn't make Adam and Steve. He made Adam and Eve. Amen. Two bulls don't make a cow. Amen. Two roosters don't have eggs. Amen. Nobody doing, it's a shame when animals have more sense than people. Two bulls don't go around rubbing and pushing on each other saying, oh, I love you. Gag. My wife and I went to a restaurant a couple weeks ago and one of those things fluttered up to our table. I looked at my wife and said, I think I just lost my appetite. Good night. Folks, we've got this thing backwards. Now, as I speak for wisdom today, please listen. I see wisdom as she watches our society. I believe she's got her face down, her hands over her face, and the tears are squirting through her fingers. She cries from without because so few will let her in. She sees our world being destroyed by its own foolishness. And she says, all you have to do is let me in. I'm wanting to come in, and I'll help salvage this mess. Wisdom sits weeping because she has all the answers, but nobody will let her in and help them solve the problem. My grandson was born just 13 months ago. We were down in Georgia. My wife got to be in the room. I wasn't going to be in the room. I went out to play golf. No. When they brought him home, and we were at Mindy and Michael's, and I had a few moments. It was just the baby and I. I know he couldn't talk, but I wanted him to hear Pawpaw's voice. I looked in his little face, and there's nothing more ignorant looking than a brand new baby. I mean, it's just, there's nothing there. It's like some of you sitting in church. I mean, that glazed look, amen? No. But I looked at him and I said, buddy, Pawpaw lives a long ways away. I'm not going to be able to go to all your ball games. Not going to be able to take you hunting all the time. Not going to be at all your school programs. I'll get to as much as I can. But I'll do my best to hand you a country where you can grow up in it, free, and serve God. Amen. America's lost it. I'm not a fatalist. I bleed red, white, and blue, trust me. You don't like it, leave it. There's no such thing as African-American and Irish-American. You're either American or get out. Amen. Everybody doing okay? Do I need to make it a little clearer? We have lost wisdom in our nation. Because wisdom comes from God, wisdom will never force itself on anybody. You know, God never forces himself on anybody. Some days I wish he would. It'd make it a whole lot easier. You know, if you're about to do wrong and God grabbed you by the back of the neck and said, hey, stupid, don't do that, it sure would be a whole lot easier, wouldn't it? But no, he wants us to go to him and get direction. And because wisdom comes from God, James chapter 1, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. God is the source of all wisdom. And because it comes from God, wisdom will not force itself on anyone. By the way, real love never has to force itself. Doesn't have to be forced. Real leaders don't have to force. Any leader that has to lead by instilling fear in people is not a real leader. Everybody doing okay? Hang on. Wisdom is restrained by God and never forced. It always must be invited. You have to invite wisdom. Why? Because it's not just going to bang your door down and come in like a SWAT team. My son's getting ready to, my son Jeff, our middle child's getting ready to leave for Jordan. He's Air Force and he's part of a forward team and tactical, and he's taking SWAT training or the, yeah, all that kind of stuff. Sharpshooting training and all that. A couple weeks ago, he was on base, and he said, "Dad," he said, I got to bust two doors down. He said, "I had to chase this lady, and she was in leadership, and he had to chase her into the house and bust the front door down, bust the bathroom door down. She was trying to kill herself with drugs and had to save her life and all kinds of stuff." He said, "But I got to bust two doors down." He said, it's not that he didn't care about her, but he was glad he got to bust two doors down. Wisdom doesn't come in like that, amen? Wisdom stands outside and waits for you to open the door and invite him in. Today's world scolds wisdom. It bans wisdom from public education and calls wisdom a fairy tale and says that wisdom is hateful. They don't know anything. Too many Christians are trying to be Puritans in philosophy. If you go back in American history, there were two types of people that left England. You had the Puritans and you had the Pilgrims. Most of you don't realize there's a difference in those two terms. Pilgrims were people who were seeking refuge because they wanted to leave something that was being destructive. Puritans were people who were trying to stay in something that was dying, trying to repurify it. And the Puritans found out, once it's dead, you can't revive it. Once it's decaying, you can't fix it. The Church of England had gone too far, you weren't going to make it pure again. So they had to leave and come to a country and begin something new. Trouble is, many of them just started the same thing with a different name. And we wonder why it's dead today. It's too far gone to clean up the system. Now, let me say this. I believe in our right to vote out people and to vote in people. If you don't vote, don't criticize. Everybody doing okay? We ought to exercise our right to vote. And we need to vote. County level, especially. Amen? We need to clear up some of this garbage going on, backdoor deals and everything else. We've got a couple of our ladies in our church. We've got Jennifer and we've got Jackie. And they're both facing legal things right now through the county because you've got a bunch of evil people trying to control the system. And they're standing up for rights. Support them. Amen. Yeah. Hang in there. Now listen to me very carefully. Our systems are too far gone to totally clean it up, but we can do what we can. Amen. Say, "Preacher, are you going to get involved in politics?" I wouldn't step down. The only way Christians ought to get involved in politics is go out and knock on doors, tell people how to get saved, bring them to church, teach them how to live, and teach them how to vote right. That's the best way I can get involved in politics. Everybody doing okay? Besides, they don't like me down there. I tell them the truth too much. Amen? But may I say something? If we'll reach every individual we can and see God change their life, what could God do? I don't blame the White House for America's problems. I blame the church house. I don't blame the people in the administration. I blame sissy britches preachers who are afraid to get up and tell the truth. The problem in America today is in the pulpits. It's not in the politics. Let's just put the peanut butter on the bottom shelf and open the lid. Amen. We got too many sissy britches preachers out there who are interested in having a big crowd and a big fat paycheck than they are proclaiming the truth. Well, bless God, you didn't hire me. I started this mess, and you're not going to fire me. You're not going to tell me what to preach. It's in the Word of God. Here we go. Amen. You want to know what I make? Wait till the things come out, and I make less than most everybody in this room. A lot of you women make more money than I make. I'm not in it for the money. I'm in it to get the truth out. Everybody doing okay? I have no problem saying it. My wife and I live very, very modestly. Say why? Because we're in to see God do some change in the lives. Wisdom will not force itself. It will not sin and cross over the line and push itself. No matter the outcome or the hurt, wisdom will not step in uninvited. Now I got to hurry. Let's see what wisdom cries without today. Number one, wisdom cries without our education today. America is ignorant. Amen. I used to think the word ignorant meant they didn't know what truth was, but that's not correct. The word ignorant, the root word of ignorant, is ignore. America is ignoring the truth today. We live in a society that is ignoring truth. There are not many genders, there are two. Amen. You know, when I grew up, I didn't doubt what bathroom to use, Brother Kevin. Had one with breeches and one with a dress, and I didn't want to go the one that had a dress. Y'all doing okay? It just made it kind of plain and simple. I never one time wanted to kiss a boy. Amen. And girls had cooties, amen? Now, wait a minute. We didn't wonder. We played cowboys and Indians. Good night. Brother Lair, I don't know how many stick guns I made in my life, but I killed many of things with them. I shot many a bad guys, amen. Sometimes we beat each over their heads with them too, but it didn't matter. And we played smear the, anyway. Somebody say amen. All right, come on. I know I got some men out there. Here we go. Wait a minute. Truth and absolutes are necessary for real education. Communism and socialism, the first premise is get rid of all absolutes. Look it up. So there's no absolute man, there's no absolute woman, there's no absolute truth. Evolution is the science of communism. And not the science, it's the religion too. We have to explain away a God. By the way, evolution doesn't even follow the scientific method. Right. Scientific method says it has to be observable and repeatable. You can't observe millions and millions and millions of years, and you cannot repeat it either. Amen. By the own definition of science, evolution does not qualify. Right. Wrong answer. Everybody doing okay? You didn't come from a monkey. Now, there's some could go back there, and we wouldn't go very far. But by the way, truth and absolutes are needed. In today's world, a child, if they can prove that 2 + 2 = 5 in their own way, then they get the answer right. No, it's wrong. Amen. America's government schools or public schools have dumbed down so much that they couldn't be farther from the truth in what they call education. And with no truth, there is no wisdom, because God is the source of all truth. And he is the source of all wisdom. Everybody doing okay? Good night. Well, they're in third grade. They're starting to learn to read by third grade. In our school, they're reading in kindergarten. And they're not reading, Billy has two daddies. Anything like that crosses the door, threshold of that door, it's going to be on fire on the way out. Be doing okay? I monitor every book. I look at every book. He knows. Say why? I'm careful what goes into the heads of our young people. Everybody doing okay? It's too far gone to worry about anybody getting mad. Private and Christian schools trying to be accredited by the world are less than one generation from being public schools. It's like Mickey Mantle wanting to be accredited by the Little League. Why do I want people that can't even teach people anything to say that I'm a school? And pay them money to tell me that. And pay them money to tell me what I have to do to have a school. I know how to educate more people than they have ever even thought about. Say why? Because it's based on truth and the Word of God. And I've been doing it a long time. We kicked God and prayer out of the public schools and put litter boxes and nurseries in schools instead. Berkeley and Jefferson County have litter boxes in their schools in case someone wants to think that they're some type of dog or cat. Brother, if somebody would have used a litter box when we were in school, they'd have been outside behind the school tied up to a tree somewhere. Everybody doing okay? You say, well, that's not real nice. No, but we didn't have them. Help us. You don't understand something. In 1970, none of your business. When I went to kindergarten in first grade, 72, 73, long time ago, shut up. You're just jealous. Wisdom crieth without. Now, wait a minute. Did you know when I went to public school in Canton, Ohio, in the early 1970s, they played the national anthem every day? You said the Pledge of Allegiance every day and didn't sit on your blessed assurance? The teacher read from the Bible every day and we prayed? I don't know what church they went to, but Mrs. Eggensweiler was as big as her name too. Bless her heart. But she read the Bible every day. We prayed. I think she was Catholic because she walked around with one of those wood rulers, and if you did something wrong, she'd take your hand and whack, whack, whack. She scared me to death. Now, wait a minute. I remember my mom had surgery my first grade year. She had major surgery. I went to school, I was crying. I wasn't sure if I was ever going to see my mommy again. That's what a first grader thinks. She took me out in the hall. She asked me what was going on, told her my mama was having surgery. She said, come here, let me hug you. She was one of those you had to kind of chalk and hug, you know. Draw a line, got from here to here, and draw another line, go from there to there. I mean, she was a big one. You had to chalk and hug, amen. But I got all the way around. Forgive me, I'm sorry. Bless her heart, she was concerned. There was a day when that's what school was. Not anymore. You know, when I went to school, girls couldn't wear blue jeans. Now, if they wear more than underwear, you're doing good. You see, we now have teachers teaching in locked cages in our public schools and let the animals roam free. State of New York, state of New Jersey, and other states, they're putting teachers, they're putting cages in the front of the room so that the students can't get to the teachers. It's going to be a cold day where the booger man lives before I ever put a teacher in a cage in our school. you can come get your animal and take them home and not bring them back if that's the case. Amen. We've taken the dress standards out of school, and now it's nothing but a porn show every time you go to school. Wisdom crieth without. Man, I got to hurry. Number two, wisdom cries without our government. By the way, all levels of government, not just our federal government. We used to be known as one nation under God. Now we're many nations under many gods. Let me show you how stupid they are. We've gone through 6 months trying to get a permit for a modular unit. By the way, the public schools can pull them up, put them on their land, don't need permission for anything, they're their own entity. We bought it from the very same public school that did that. And we have to go through 6 months of colonoscopies. I'm not kidding. And we get this in the mail. In 2017, Grace Baptist Church was granted a variance request by the Board of Zoning Appeal to reduce the required setback from 50 feet to 15 feet for 2 6,000 square foot church buildings proposed for phase one and phase two. This is phase one, phase two over here. Please note that modular classrooms were not included in the subject variance request. No duh, stupid. However, since that appears that phase two has not yet been constructed, it is reasonable to allow the modular classroom to be placed where the future phase two building will be constructed, with the condition of approval that the classroom shall be removed, relocated, or a new variance sought before construction of phase two can commence. In other words, you can do it, but you're going to have to move it if you're going to build your other building. No kidding! Wisdom crieth without. I can't make this stuff up. I mean, we're talking official stuff here, with their seals and all the other paraphernalia. These are supposed to be the smart people. Did you know you can't put a building over top of another building, Brother Joe? They got to tell you that. Amazing, isn't it? You see, look at the wasteful, redundant, deficit spending our government's doing, and wisdom crieth without. Look at all the social issues and the illegal immigration, and the illegal immigrants have more rights and benefits than the American people do. I'm not against immigration. I'm for legal immigration. We don't need a new law. We need to kick everybody out and go back with the old laws. We don't need new laws passed for immigration. Just apply the one that's already on the books. We have a healthcare system that's not only in crisis mode, it's not even on life support anymore. They've called the funeral home. Why? Because it's so overrun, and doctors know it's not morally right to do the things they're asked to do, and they're leaving. Right. And you have a government that can't figure out there's only two genders. Shazam. Wisdom crieth without in our homes. America needs to have some wisdom in the home. Amen. A home is the main place to learn life. It's not supposed to be a hotel with benefits. Amen. And food. Everybody doing okay? Yes. Home is a place to learn life skills. It's a place to train children to be adults, not train children to be children. We have age-wise adults who don't know how to do anything but be a child because everything's about the child. There was a day a child was supposed to be seen but not heard. Now, adults are supposed to be seen and not heard. And let the child do whatever. They didn't have my daddy. Did you know that children were supposed to clean their own rooms? Amen. Did you know children are supposed to learn how to do the dishes? Amen. I'm going to keep going. Did you know children are supposed to learn how to wash clothes? Amen. And dry them? Yep. and fold them and put them away, not roll them in a ball and shove them under the bed or in the closet. Somebody say amen. Do you know that children are supposed to learn how to cook? Boys and girls? I thank God, by the time I left for Bible college, I could function as an adult all on my own. I knew how to iron. I knew how to wash my clothes. I know that you didn't put the darks and the whites together, or your whites became dark and your darks became funky. You put a brand new red shirt in with your white t-shirts and you come out with pink t-shirts. That's not good. Amen. Say, how do you know? None of your business. Now, wait a minute. I was so glad that I learned. There ain't never been a bush starved to death because we all learned how to cook. My wife, when she was, when my daughter was young, she was probably 10, 11 years old. Josh graduated from high school. We were getting ready to go to his graduation party. And my wife came down out of the house and she stepped down the wrong way and broke her ankle. And she had a big bowl of these special pretzels she made and right down the sidewalk. I'm picking her up and she's crying. My son Jeff comes down. Mom, are there any pretzels left? Teenage boy, amen. Mom will get over it. Don't waste the pretzels. Wait a minute. We never did make it to the graduation party. We spent it at the ER. But you know, for 2 weeks, my 11-year-old daughter made breakfast, lunch, and dinner for an entire family of five. At 11 years old. She wasn't a baby. She was taught to be a lady. We didn't allow them to do baby talk. It was big boy and big girl time. From the time they could walk, they had to help mama pick up clothes that were on the floor and put them in the basket. She'd carry them to the basement with the baby on one hip and the basket in the other and turn it next to the wash machine and let them take it out and put them in the washer. Then, as they got a little older, they could help get them out of the washer. She'd hold them inside. I am teasing. She didn't do that, usually. Unless the water didn't spin out and she put the boys in there, amen? How long can you hold your breath? Now, wait a minute. But when my boys left for college, they knew how to take care of themselves. My daughter knew how to take care of themselves. I stood on this platform and married my daughter to my son-in-law. And little did they know that 3 months later, Michael's mom would die, 52 years old. Had an 11-year-old girl at home still. My daughter became not just a wife, but she became a mommy to an 11-year-old girl and honestly kind of a secondary wife to my father or to her father-in-law to help get through that. Say, that's not fair. No, but she was tough enough to take it because she learned how to live at home. Amen. Everybody doing okay? Home is a place to learn life skills. Home was not intended for 40-year-olds to have mommy and daddy take care of them. Home was not intended to be where grandparents reared their grandkids. Just saying it. Bible says wisdom teaches you to bear the burden in your youth. It's a place where you learn to work. Man, I learned to work hard with my dad. Wisdom cries without because Hollywood, Marvel Comics, video games, social media and cell phones and filthy music have filled children's lives. Everybody doing okay? Say, well, it doesn't control me. Okay, get rid of it for 30 days. Get rid of all of it for 30 days and see whether it controls you or not. Wisdom cries without in our homes with no discipline, no correction. We have shouting matches and temper tantrums so a child can get what they want. Bless God, if I ever threw a temper tantrum, it was only once. Because then my dad had a board of education meeting, and it was applied to the seed of knowledge. Say, oh, I don't believe in that. Yeah, and look at your kids. Free range parenting. God have mercy. Bible says the child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame.
That's right.
We're supposed to guide them, not leave them alone. Everybody doing all right? I'm having fun right now. We're not supposed to rear kids like chickens or cattle. They're human beings that need to be taught to be adults. No wonder we have people who can't show up to work on time or show up at all. Can't live on their own. You say, why? Because there's no wisdom in our homes. Number four, wisdom crieth without in our churches, and I'll hurry. The churches of today are more worldly than the world was 60 years ago. Let me say that again. The churches of today are more worldly than the world was 60 years ago. Say, no way, preacher. Yes way. In 1960, there was a group that landed from England in America with a new style of music called rock and roll. Anybody want to guess who it was? The Beatles. I was not alive in 1960. Later in that decade, I was. But the parents in America, and you can read it in virtually any publication printed at the time, the parents of those young people in the early 1960s, they all commented about how worldly the hairstyle was of the Beatles. Y'all remember hearing something like that? This is a picture of the Beatles in 1960. Are you doing okay? Most of you can see that. Yeah. That was wicked and worldly. May I show you what a modern Southern gospel type group, Christian group is today? Oh, you'll see it. Trust me. Hang on. That's a modern Christian group. Long hair on a man, past his shoulders. The others got it over their ears. The Beatles look more Christian than the Christians. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
That's not even the Christian, quote unquote, Christian rock. I wouldn't show those pictures in public. They're as filthy and vile as the rest. By the way, there is no such thing as Christian rock and roll. Rock and roll is a term described of the music of the 1950s that was explicitly talking about sexual activity. You don't put God's words to that kind of music. Everybody doing okay? Say, where do you stand on music, preacher? I think you just found out. And we don't follow the bouncy ball on the screen either. Churches now have come in your pajamas instead of Sunday go to meeting clothes. I believe we ought to dress up to come to church. If your best is a clean T-shirt and bib overhauls, and if that's the best you got, give us the best you got. But there was a day when people dressed up to go to church. It was called Sunday go to meeting clothes. And if a man ever wore a suit, he was either going to a wedding, a funeral, or to church. I get it. Well, preacher, I hate ties. I hate ties too. Good night. If I ever find the woman that designed a tie, I'll choke her. Say, how do you know it was a woman? No man would ever tie a rag around his neck. Not that tight. You now have churches that have drum sets and all kinds of garbage up here. Everybody doing okay? Come on now. Smoke machines and colored lights. Well, we have to set an ambiance. How about letting the Holy Spirit of God set the temperature and the mood? It was a day when a man of God got up and reared back and fired with the word of God, filled with the power of God, and God worked. By the way, those churches don't have anybody at the altar either. It's a good show, but that's all it is. Churches now have praise and worship teams dancing and boogie-woogie and on the platform. Good night. Man, I preached all over the South. And please don't, I'm not a racist. I preached in black churches. And you preach in a black church, they'll pull preach out of you, trust me. Mm-hmm. As long as I can get the guy off the organ, amen. I can't preach to my son. It just doesn't work real well for me. And they can get a little wild, but they ain't going to be dancing. So, well, it's a holy dance. It's at church. Okay, if you did it in a garage, does that make it a car dance? I don't care what building it's in. Doesn't make it holy. Somebody say amen. Now we're taking the songs out of the songbook and changing the words. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Now churches have replaced that. What can take away my sin? Nothing but the love of Jesus. Oh, we don't need a bloody religion. Yes, we do. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. We don't need TED Talks and money-making Joel Osteen. I said it. Hang on. Go ahead and hang me to the cross, but here we go. People are supposed to bring their tithes to church, not have the church take it out of their checking account electronically. Amen. It'll be a cold day where the booger man lives before I tap into your checking account. If you don't want to bring it to church, you face God for it, not me. Amen. Not my job to make sure you give it. Everybody doing okay? God said, bring ye all the tithes in the storehouse. Don't have the storehouse take it out of your account. People actually used to go to church on Sunday. You know, there were no ball games. Public schools didn't have sports on Saturday or Sunday. What a criminal thing that is. I remember stores were closed. Gas stations were closed. The old blue laws. And when stores did open, if it was a grocery store, they were only open in between church service times. And they had the liquor aisle blocked off. With big curtains. It wasn't just stuff piled in front of it. I mean, you couldn't see down the aisle. I remember that. I remember having to go to the gas station on Saturday night so Dad could fill up the car and complain that it took over $5 to fill the tank. You can't even fill your mower for $5 anymore. Gas was less than 50 cents a gallon. I remember it. You know, there was a day when there was only one Bible. The old black book. Amen. King James Bible. Still preach it. Say why? It's the only book God ever wrote. Amen. Wisdom crieth without. It's not. We're not told that it's a fairy tale. No, wisdom crieth without. Why? Because most people won't let her in. Most people won't let her in. Let me ask you a question. Will you let God's wisdom in? There it is. He is the source of all wisdom. Amen. If you die today and don't know 100% sure you're going to heaven when you die, may I say something? You're living foolishly. Amen. Not maybe because you want to, but if you don't know for sure you're going to heaven, then you're probably on your way to hell. Right. And just like foolishness is the opposite of wisdom, hell is the opposite of heaven. God's presence is not there. And God wants you to be saved. You say, what's that mean? Join the church? Nope. What's that mean? I got to go through some kind of ritual? Nope. Means, first of all, you realize you're a sinner. You already know that. So do I. You realize because we're sinners, there's a penalty on sin, which is death and hell. Well, I don't believe in a hell. Then you don't believe in death either because they go together. Jesus came and paid our sin debt for us. He was born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, lived our righteousness for us. He died as our sacrifice, shed his blood at Calvary's cross. And 3 days and three nights later, up from the grave, he arose. He went back into heaven and put his blood on the mercy seat in heaven for you and for me for our sin. Not only did he die and resurrect for us, but he lived our righteousness. So then how do we get it? Do we join the church? Nope. Do we get baptized? Nope. Then how do we get it? We trust Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Amen. That's all that it is. That's all that it is. Don't be foolish and walk out those doors uncertain of heaven today. Maybe we ought to be wise. Maybe we ought to ask for wisdom in our homes, in our marriage, in our workplace, in every aspect of our lives. Bow our head and close our eyes. I went over just a few minutes. You'll forgive me. But I believe the message was important enough to do so. Say, preacher, if I died today, I'm 100% sure. I know for sure I've trusted Christ as my Savior. I know for sure I'd go to heaven if I died. Would you raise your hand? God bless you. You may put your hands down. Thank you. I will never come to anybody. I would never embarrass anybody. Is there one that today would say, preacher, if I died today, I don't know that for sure, but I'd like to know it. Would you raise your hand? All right. Who'd say, preacher, somewhere in that sermon, something I needed today. Would you raise your hand? Oh, my soul, scores and scores and scores of hands. Thank you. You may put them down. In a moment, the piano begin to play. When it does, we'll stand to our feet. When we stand to our feet, if you've never trusted Christ, you come. We'll take the Bible and show you how you can know for sure. If you've been saved and never baptized by immersion and like to do that, we could take care of that today. Everything you need's here. But let me remind you, it doesn't get you to heaven. It gets you obedient, but not to heaven. Whatever the need.